give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. We're still basking in the glow a little bit of November 13 on our turkey dinner Sunday and the good day the Lord gave to us, and we're rejoicing in His goodness to us in this month of Thanksgiving. Of course, every day is Thanksgiving Day for the Christian, and we are to in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And I hope you're prepared, and I hope you're praising the Lord throughout the day today. I want to share with you something here from the book of Nehemiah and also from Romans 12. In Nehemiah chapter 10 and verse number 28, the Bible says this: "And the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nethinims, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding, they clave to their brethren, their nobles, entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our God, and His judgments and His statutes, that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring ware or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year in the exaction of every debt." And then, of course, we remember Romans 12 and verse 1 and 2. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." You see, in the Old Testament, the Israelites made a vow to separate from the people of the land and separate themselves unto the law of the Lord, to walk in God's law, that they would not conform to those around them. That's what Romans 12 is talking about. The word conform there means to be fashioned like. So we're not to be fashioned like the world. I don't make this world my fashion template. If you do, you're going to conform. And you'll conform if you don't transform. The Word of God is not written for our information. The Word of God is written for our transformation. And so a decision must be made to walk in the law of God, as the Israelites did in Nehemiah's day, to observe to do all the commandments of the Lord. You know, it's a wonderful thing when the people of God live like the people of God. It's a wonderful thing when the people of God decide, "I'm not living like the people of the land around me, but I'm going to live like I'm a citizen of another country." Because we are. It's a heavenly country. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. Oh, it's time that God's people and those who follow the Lord Jesus be committed to excellence in following Jesus Christ. We need a generation of Christians in our land to rise up and say, "I will not conform." And my friend, I just want to submit to you today, hey, I will not conform. First of all, in the home, in our homes, in what constitutes a home. I'm thinking about Jesus over in Matthew chapter 19. Has the Pharisees come to him? And they ask him in verse 3, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?" And Jesus answered and said, "Have you not read that he which made them in the beginning made them male and female? And for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." You understand, God said in the beginning he made them male and female, husband and wife. My friend, two men don't make a home. Two women do not make a home. That does not constitute a marriage. That does not constitute a family in God's sight. We're not conforming to the world. You say, "Pastor, you're out of touch." Well, I plan to be out of touch with the world, but I definitely want to be in touch with God. A home is where a husband loves his wife and a wife loves her husband. And the husband will provide for his house and lead his house. And the wife will care for her home and love her husband and rear the children and care for the family. I'm not going to conform to the modern home that doesn't eat meals together. I'm not going to conform to the modern home that dresses sloppily and doesn't have their hair combed and doesn't look proper and decent. I'm not going to conform to allowing my children to go where they please, when they please. I'm not going to conform to not knowing what my child's doing on their computer or their cell phone. I'm not going to conform and have the PG and PG-13 and R-rated movies in my home. And I'm not going to conform to having a Hollywood house. I'm going to conform and be transformed by having a Jesus house. I'm not going to conform to where there's no discipline in the home. My friend, a lot of the rioting we see and the tantrums we see when people, things don't go their way, that's because of children who were never disciplined by their parents. Most of us were better off as we grew up when the Board of Education was applied to the seed of learning. And I'm better for it, and you were better for it, and we've lost a generation because we haven't applied that Board of Education to the seed of learning. There's laws now against it. I'm not for abuse of any kind, but listen, my friend, when a child needs a good paddling, he needs a good paddling. Here's something I read a long time ago. Junior bit the meter man. At school, he kicked the cook. He's antisocial now, according to the book. Junior smashed a clock and lamp. Junior hacked a tree. Destructive trends are treated in chapter number 3. Junior threw milk at mom. Junior screamed for more. Now he's on Ritalin. Notes on ADD are found in chapter 4. Junior got into grandpa's room, tore up his fishing line. That's to get attention. See page 89. Grandpa got a paddle. Yank Junior crossed his knee. Grandpa hasn't read a book since 1923. Yeah, that's good. Oh, children, obey your parents. Now listen, parents. If children have to obey the parents, give them something to obey. Consequences if they don't obey. Our homes are to be holy and separate, and yet loving and kind and fun and happy and laughter. The Bible and prayer, obedience to God, love for God. I will not conform in the home. I will let the Lord Jesus transform my home to be a home that follows God. Number 2, I'll not conform individually, personally. Oh, we have such a me, selfish society. The me generation, me this, me that. Paul wrote in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh, folks come to a church and they say, what's in it for me? What can the church do for me? How can the church minister to me? They come to God and they want to know, what can God do for me? The truth is, we ought to say, what ought God to do for us? And thank God he doesn't do everything to us that he ought to. He's been gracious. He's been kind. He's been merciful. Let's get our minds off ourselves. Let's live for others. In Luke 9, at the end of the chapter, folks came to Jesus and said, we'll follow you, but let me first go home and bid them farewell at my house. Another guy said, I'll follow you, Lord, but let me first go home and bury my father. Listen, me first, me first, me first. Oh, I'm going to live for God, but first I got to get my schooling done. I'm going to live for God, but first I got to get married. I'm going to live for God, but first I'm going to have children. I'm going to live for God, but first let me get that promotion. I'm going to live for God, but let me first get a different shift. No. Don't do that. There'll always be a carrot dangling out in front of you. Don't conform to a selfish, sloppy, me-first, lazy, unkept society that's give me, give me, give me, give me. All across our city, and I'm sure cities across our country, almost every business you look at has a help wanted sign. They can't find workers. People want a handout. People want to give me, but they don't want to work and earn what they get. Oh, my friend, let's not conform to that selfishness. Let's work. Let's be orderly. Let's be disciplined. Let's be clean. Let's be holy. Let's be godly. Let's live for others and not ourselves. I will not conform when it comes to me individually, personally. And then thirdly, I will not conform when it comes to the church. I'm not going to fashion the church like the world. We're not here to agree with the world. We're here to agree with God. I'm not lowering the church to the world's standard. I'm rising it to God's standard. There's three areas we ought not to conform to the world in our church, and that is, number one, the message. The Word of God needs to be preached in church. Paul told Timothy, preach the Word, because the time's going to come when they'll not endure sound doctrine. They'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. You're going to come to Bible Baptist Church, you're going to get the Word of God preached to you. You're not going to come to the church, and Brother Slaybaugh is not going to stand up and say, I'd like to speak to you this morning on the religious significance in the writings of poets. That isn't going to happen at Bible Baptist Church, my friend. We're going to preach Jesus Christ, Him crucified, buried, risen, and coming again. We're going to preach a hell that's hot, a heaven that's real, a salvation that's free, to be faithful to the local church, that God answers prayer, that everyone ought to be a soul winner and witnessing, that you ought to live holy and righteous before a holy God. I'll not conform the message of the Word of God, but I also not conform the music of the church. David wrote in Psalm 40 that he had put a new song in my heart, in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Hey, and not just new words, my friend, a new song. Quit taking the devil's music and trying to put good words to it, or God's words to it. My friend, that's the wrong vehicle with which to carry the message. Give me the old rugged cross. Give me there's power in the blood. Give me all hail the power of Jesus' name. Give me amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Give me and can it be. Give me Jesus saves. We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus saves. Oh, my friend, I'm not going to go to that singing the same chorus over, 11 times. I'm not going to have a backup singers or a praise team in place. We're going to have a congregational singing. We're going to have a choir. We're going to have a special. We're going to have music that honors God and not reminds us of the nightclub and not reminds us of the bar, not reminds us of karaoke night. My friend, let's honor God in the music of the church. And then let's honor God in the methods of the church. Daily in the temple and from house to house, the Bible says, they cease not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. The method is still the same. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. 10,000 flyers given out. Thousands of tracts every month. Folks handing them out. Folks inviting folks to come. Folks giving the gospel. Preaching on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, the radio broadcast. The King James Bible, the old hymns, separated from the world, the Bible. Listen, just enjoy being saved. We like being saved. We enjoy being a Christian. We love it. I'm not going to conform to the church where the baptistry is used for storage. I'm not going to conform to the churches that have no altar calls and bring people to a decision for Christ. I'm not conforming to the church that spends all its time on the 99 and never seeks the lost. Oh, my friend, let's not conform to the methods of the church, or the music of the church, or the message of the church. And then lastly, let's not conform when it comes to the death of our loved ones. The Bible says that in 1 Thessalonians 4, we ought to sorrow not as those who have no hope. No, death, listen, death is a celebration service. They're home. They've crossed the finish line. If you hear the Brother Slaybaugh's gone home to glory, rejoice with me. Cheer for me. Victory is mine. Why? It's not a loss, it's a gain. For me to live is Christ. To die is gain. That's what Paul said. I believe that. I believe to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, my friend, I'm going higher someday. The songwriter said, often I've seen the clouds up in the sky. Always I've heard they were many miles high. Then as they sailed out of sight far away, I said, I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher to stay over the clouds and beyond the blue sky, going where none ever sicken or die, loved ones to meet in the sweet by and by. I'm going higher someday. I will not conform in the home, in my individual life, in the church, or when it's the death of my loved one who knew the Lord as their Savior. That's a celebration, my friend. That's a graduation service. Well, I hope you'll be with me and you'll take your stand and say, preacher, I'm with you. I will not conform either. All right. Well, have a great Tuesday, everybody. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Smile. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.